not going to form the impression that those two are interrelated because the policy cuts against it. As to this double-dipping notion, the record is expressed in Mr. Bill's declaration. It's at the joint appendix, I think it's 207 to 209, that Midland doesn't double-dip, that this expense creature argument is a figment of the plaintiff's imagination. The expense amount is explained in Mr. Bill's declaration, as I said. It is a single charge made once at the beginning of the policy at the time of purchase. It extends for 74 years under the terms of the policy, and it is not correlated to any year-by-year expense determination that would be made.
So which is the one-time assessment and which is the annual assessment? The expense,
yes.
I mean, the policy uses two different terms, expense charge and expense amount.
The expense amount has two pieces to it, a policy charge and a unit charge, and that together is made once and set at the beginning of the policy, and it's referred to on the policy benefits page. The cost of insurance is a monthly, and it varies, and it varies because of the structure and design of this particular insurance product. That's why it has to change, because the variables that go into the calculation of the rate change with policyholder